Hey, this is Victor. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. This is Ali from United Healthcare.
Yes, how may I help you?
I'm calling for the patient, Dwars Robin.
Okay, if you don't mind, could you please provide me the facility name first? For which facility you're asking about?
Alright, the facility is checked. That is Sinai Hospital of Baltimore.
Sorry?
The facility, you're asking for the facility, right?
Yes, yes.
The facility is Sinai Hospital of Baltimore.
And could you please also let me know your concern of your call?
Come again?
Could you please let me know your concern of the call?
Concern of the call?
I mean,
for the patient.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Let's try to check first the date of birth if you have this patient with you. The date of birth is February 14, 1961. So that I will know if you are the one going to be answering my questions.
I'm just asking that. What is your concern regarding this call? You just want to confirm the date of birth for this member?
No, I am from the United Healthcare. I'm processing the authorization of this patient for ablation. Mm-hmm. I have an important information to ask.
Okay, so just a moment. Okay.
All right.
Yes. Could you please let me know the last name of that patient one more time?
Dwars. That's Dwars.
Okay.
Robin. The first name is Robin.
Yes.
R-O-B-I-N.
Okay. And what is your question?
The requested codes here are 93653 and 93656.
Mm-hmm.
This is considered unbundled to us. So I want you to choose which of these codes you're going to retain and the other one will be canceled because they are both ablation.
Okay, so we have requested for 93653 and 93656. Right?
Yes.
And and you want to us to we can initiate the authorization only for the one code, right?
Correct. Very good.
Okay. So just a moment, let me check it, okay?
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Actually, the thing is, we have spoke one of your representative, Sophia D. at USC. I have the reference number as well. And she told me we required the authorization for the both code.
That's why I'm calling.
Sorry?
We cannot do authorization for both codes because those codes...
Uh-huh.
Are both ablation, so you really have to choose one of them.
Okay, just a moment, okay?
Alright.
Just a moment, okay? Let me transfer your call to my supervisor and he will help you out regarding that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just a moment.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, are you transferring this call to your supervisor?
Come again?
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, just give me a minute, okay? I'm just checking in the system. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, can you provide me the authorization number? The pending authorization number?
Yeah, the reference number is 8288055547.
Sorry, 8288055547. Give me a minute, okay? Okay, and may I have the patient's name?
That's Duars Robin.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I mean, what's the issue with this authorization?
Come again?
I mean, what is the issue with this authorization?
You are requesting... may I know who's on the line, please?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan. All right. Ryan. All right. The requested codes here are both ablation at the 93656 and the 93653. These are considered bundled codes to us. So I want you to choose one of these codes to retain and the other one will be cancelled.
Okay, so sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
The requested codes are 93656 and 93653, which are considered unbundled codes. So, because they are both ablation. So what I want you to do is to choose one of these codes.
No, but actually we cannot do that.
We cannot also give an authorization for both codes.
But previously I have approval for both of the CPT codes, then why it cannot be approved now?
There's changes, of course. We have followed our guidelines too. That's why I called you to choose from. Alright, I'll just note that one. If you're not going to choose one, then I'll note that here that you are asking to authorize both codes, all right?
Yeah, we need approval for both codes because we are going to bill both of these codes.
I love that one. Okay, okay. Because it's too... Then I have one more question.
Okay.
Do you have a love works or lab results in there? Laboratory results.
Lab results?
Yes. Yes, because I want to ask if any reversible causes of arrhythmias of the patient has been ruled out before requesting ablation. Ablation is invasive, right? So we need to roll out first those reversible causes like hypothyroidism, calcium, like that. The one that will be corrected by medicines or any diet like that. Did you get me?
Let me just check if I have that information with me or not. Give me a minute, okay?
All right, but I only have few seconds.
Actually, the clinical information which we have, I have already uploaded to the portal.
Yeah, but I need something more to review. It's alright if you cannot provide anything.
Okay, so which specific information do you need? Can you just provide me that so that I can able to look and then I will upload it back to the portal. Will that be fine?
Yeah, that's just the one I asked, the laboratory results. But if you don't have that, it's okay, it's okay. I'll just note that here that you didn't have the laboratory results because I cannot approve that on my end. So I will forward it to the medical director and it's up to them if they're going to approve it on their end too.
Okay,
right?
So meanwhile, if I do found the lab report, you just need the lab reports, right?
All right. So you can forward it to me through our fax number. That's 800. Note it down. 800-696-8151. That is our fax number.
Okay. And can I upload it to the portal as well, or I just need to fax it?
Yes, correct. You can upload it or fax it.
Okay. All right. And the lab report one which information you need right now. Okay.
Yes, lab results. And make sure that there's TSH results also.
Which one?
Thyroid stimulating hormone. TSH.
Okay. TSH.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan. Thank you so much for taking my calls. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.